And you're live, Pastor Benny.
All right. Is everybody ready?
Everybody ready.
We're live. Elohim Tov.
Kol Hazman.
Kol Hazman.
Elohim Tov.
What does that mean?
God is good all the time.
Amen.
And all the time, God is good.
Amen. And that's in Hebrew, so. Have a message that God gave to me, I think Wednesday or Thursday. No, it was before Christmas Day.
Before
Christmas Day. So it must have been Tuesday that the Lord gave me this message. So when Pastor Ben told me I would be speaking when I got back, I didn't have time to say no because God had already gave me the message. Okay, I was like, or else I would have been thinking, you know, I'm going to Seattle. I might get back late. Maybe somebody else. No, the Lord said, I already gave you the message on Tuesday, so you're ready. Let's go. So getting in late has not affected me. I slept good, and I had time to get up and get this message together for you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to introduce to you someone, and we're going to talk about this particular person. His name is James Terrell, and we're going to talk about him. Because it's very important that you know who he is, what he does, so that you understand the war that we're in and what's going on, okay? I'll do that in a second. I think that's going to be pretty shocking when we get to that portion. I want us to begin by reading a couple of scriptures. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're not going to read it now because the Lord wants me to talk about this problem that we have. The name of the message today is Christians Hiding from Truth. Okay? It's a real... Some people say that ignorance is bliss. And I did a message called Ignorance is Bliss, but Knowledge is Blessed.
Yes, I remember that.
It's more blessed to have knowledge than to be ignorant and go through it. You understand? God wants us to be knowledgeable and blessed. Ignorance is bliss. Like, you can drive off a cliff laughing if you're ignorant. If you're ignorant all the way up to the cliff, right? You could have a good time and then boom, and then... You just went out laughing, right? If that's how you want to, or knowledge, someone could say, hey, the road runs out in a mile. That might ruin your singing and your fun, but you will turn around, right?
Right.
So knowledge is what? You want bliss or you want knowledge? You understand?
Amen.
And so God wants us to be knowledgeable. He wants us to understand the world that we're living in. I became a Christian January 5th, 1979. And to a church that was, how do you put it? It was the best Sunday nightclub in all of California, right? When you walk in, you had about 3 minutes before everybody was shouting and running up and down the aisle and the music was playing and the drummers was going. And it didn't stop until they took up tithes and offerings, which took another 30 minutes.
Wow.
And then they danced some more after that, and you went home. And then you say, what was the message about? And then you go, I don't know, but I had a good time. Okay. And that was church. And you're like, I can't wait till next Sunday.
Right.
Because I'm going to shout some more.
Right. And, you're right.
And ended up that, you know... It was very weird because the pastor had beautiful wife, beautiful daughters, and but he had this guy that was sitting next to him, and the guy was flaming. He wasn't just gay, you know what I mean? I'm talking about there's gay, and then you don't know he was gay, right?
Right.
But there's a guy that walks in a room that everybody goes, he's gay, right? He was flaming, but he used to sit next to the pastor all the time. And I just figured he was coming out of his lifestyle. But when I found out that him and the pastor were also... And the pastor ended up dying of AIDS at this church that I got saved at when I was 17, okay? So we have to understand that even though I got saved at a bad church, my salvation is still my responsibility.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
And as Christians, if you don't want to know the truth, it's very easy to hide from it because the church atmosphere allows you to be ignorant, okay? Because you, in most cases, you're not there for, because they love you and they want to see you grow in Christ. A lot of times it's, they need tithers, they need a way to, this is a business, and you know, and then you could be caught up in that and you think that this is how church is supposed to be. And in reality, it's just not it. But it keeps you on that track of not knowing anything, but you become a good church member, right? Okay? If you don't like knowledge, I am a horrible person to know. Because when God called me, it was completely to not be what I grew up in, okay? To understand the Word of God, to understand the reality of who God is, to understand that He's not only controlled time and events and prophecies perfectly, but He is in my life in every situation, but I had a responsibility to Him as well as He had a responsibility to me. My responsibility to God was to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And He said, then I will add all things to you.
Yeah.
Okay? So my responsibility was what? Live right.
Right.
Seek God first. And live right. And He said, you do that and I got you. Okay? The church is not teaching this. They're teaching something opposite. Okay? So, I didn't read the book of Enoch. Saved in 1970. And I didn't read the book of Enoch until I think 2001 or 2002. And reading the book of Enoch, it enlightened me on what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Most of you guys have no idea what's going on in the world. It's just about church. But God wants you to know what we're dealing with, okay?
Yeah.
Why He, and look, you don't have to have a knowledge of all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world. If you stick to the basic, you can be exempt from all the foolishness.
Yeah.
And what's the basic? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. You understand?
Amen.
That's the basic. So, because we got people, they stay on YouTube, watch, oh, look what the Illuminati's doing, and oh, look what Jay-Z's doing, and look what this person's doing, and they know everything about the Illuminati, everything about craziness, right?
Right.
And they haven't read their Bible in months, but they can break it down to you about what the Illuminati and the evil artists are doing. And yet they're still in sin.
Mm.
So it's like you have to understand and learn the Bible first, okay? I really want to emphasize that to you because if you spend 30 minutes in the Word of God by yourself with you and God quietly, you're going to get more out of that than sitting there listening to me for 2 hours. And I'm not going to preach for 2 hours. Don't get scared.
Amen.
But you would get more out of it because that is intimate time between you and God. It's a simple process. It's like my wife gets more out of me and her spending private time together than me and her going out with a bunch of fellas and their wives and everybody hanging out together.
That's
great, but it's not intimacy. And God is really into intimacy. So He wants, like, can you cut me out 30 minutes, right? A day. Can we just read the Word, address me, pray, let's get to know each other, right? And that intimacy is what grows your relationship in God. Not coming to church.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I want you to emphasize that. That's not your intimacy. Friends hanging out together praising God is not intimacy. Quiet time together with God creates intimacy and creates growth. Okay?
Yeah.
So I read the book of Enoch, and in the book of Enoch, it told a story about Nephilim. Okay? And these angels that were fallen that had intercourse with human women and produced a breed of half human, half half angels that became demons upon the earth. Okay. When I read the book of Enoch, I realized the whole Old Testament was God's attempt to get rid of these people off the earth. That's what he was trying to do. The flood was not just about killing men that were sinning, getting rid of unrighteous men. The flood was about getting rid of Nephilim activity in the world. And so when I learned that, I said, all the wars that were taking place in with Abraham, with Joshua, with everybody, all of these were going there. There's giants in the land. When you get there, I'm going to be with you and I'm going to help you destroy these giants. Because why? We've got to get these people off the earth.
Yeah.
And it says there were Nephilim before the flood and there were Nephilim after the flood. Okay? And then Jesus comes and says the same way it was in the days of Noah is the same way it's going to be when he comes, meaning that it's going to be the exact same situation.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, because he said, go ahead. We don't see some of the things that these people do while they're on the earth, and we don't want to know, and it's not necessary to explain to you what they do, but they're very evil, defiled people, and they run in the same circle, okay? There is a restaurant in California.
Oh, my goodness.
Secretly, that is called, what's the name of that restaurant?
I don't remember.
It's cannibal. It's a cannibal club.
Yeah.
What's a cannibal?
Eat people.
Okay. Very high, rich people belong to this club.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to really go far to find out who the members of the cannibal club are. Because you can find a list of them.
Yep.
Okay? Now, for us as humans, we wouldn't think of such a thing. But if there's another entity that's living amongst us, we've got to figure out what is their activity and how do I protect myself from what they're doing in the world?
Yes.
And I want to explain to you something from the book of Job. Satan came and he wanted to destroy Job. He wanted to destroy it. And he said, have you considered my servant Job? And Satan says, yes, but there is a hedge of protection that is around Job that I cannot penetrate because of what? Job was a righteous man in his day. Because of his lifestyle, it didn't matter what Satan was doing because of Job's lifestyle. He was fully protected.
Yeah.
He wasn't on YouTube watching the latest stuff on the Illuminati so he could know what the enemy's doing. He wasn't doing none of that. Job was like, I'm going to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and I'll let every other thing that I need be added to me.
Yeah.
What about what Satan's doing? You got to know. No, I don't. I know one scripture, and it protects me and my lifestyle. You can tell me what they're doing, but my base is still base. I'm seeking you first, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, okay? This is what God wants from us, okay? But it is not smart to not understand what they're doing, because if you don't understand what they're doing, you'll listen to their music,
yep.
you'll watch their movies, you'll rent them, you'll bring them in your house, your kids will start having dreams, nobody can sleep. Now there's a hand over your face when you're trying to sleep, and it's keeping you from speaking, and you're trying to say
yes,
Jesus, but you can't.
Yes. Preach.
And you think that it has nothing to do with a door you open because of something you brought in your
yes.
house. And so you don't know. But they are actively mm-hmm. trying to affect the human race.
Yes, sir.
See, because if you were seeking you first the kingdom of God, you wouldn't watch the demons destroy zombies in your house and gather the kids around. You'll
right,
go,
right.
You'll pray and say, that ain't Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you'll get that thing out of my house, right?
Right.
So righteousness voids out stupidity. You understand? So that activity is going on in the world right now. We're going to learn about something, but I want us to read Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14.
Amen.
God is awesome.
You got your glasses?
You know I got my glasses. Let me tell you guys, I know too much. God is like, I'm going to privilege you to know and to see some things. I've seen things that I can't even share with you because you'd start crying. Okay? And God said, but you need to know that it's really going on. Okay? And God has privileged me to understand and know some things about very well-known ministers, who they are, what they're doing, why they're doing it, who they're doing it for, and it's all satanic, and they're some of your favorite ministers.
Mm.
Okay? God is, he wanted me to know. Why? Because me and Pastor Ben have to come to you from a basis
yes.
of truth
yes.
to try to wake you up in a very clutch time in human history.
Yes.
That means the beginning of the year of the taking out of the church. God wants his people to be ready
yes.
to go.
Yes.
Okay? And so let's read Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And I'm going to start at verse 13, not 14. It says, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. Okay, I want you to understand what we're saying. For such men, they're false, they're deceitful, okay, masquerading as apostles of Christ. So you go to their church, in their heart is deceitfulness, and they're masquerading, but they're telling you what? I know Jesus.
Right.
Okay? And it says, and no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. Do you know that Satan tells the whole Luciferian community that he is the light bearer. He is the one that brings the light, that he's really the good guy, right? And so you have to understand, Satan masquerades himself like, I am the minister of light. No, you're not. You're the minister of darkness.
Right.
But he's masquerading himself,
yeah.
okay, so that you will believe his lie. It is not surprising then if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. So not only are they fake and deceitful, they're telling you, come to church and be good and God bless you. All right? Because they're teaching, because they can't teach evil because you won't follow them. So they're going to slide in a little righteousness and... But their heart is bent on deception.
Yes.
The Bible says you need to know that there are people, first of all, Satan does it, and people who work for him,
mm-hmm.
they don't come to you going, I work for the devil. They don't come to you like that. They come to you like this. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Turn your Bibles to. You want to be a good tither. That's how they come to you, right? And then with, but let me tell you, I was listening to a poet this week. She said, even dumb people look at the fruit before they buy it.
Ooh.
But she said, Christians buy pastors and never even check to see if they're rotten or not.
Wow.
That is crazy. We don't inspect. We just go in, join, right hand fellowship. Thank you. When do I start tithing? Nobody said, well, let me hang out and see what his lifestyle is.
Right.
Okay, I see his wife seems to be very happy. Mm-hmm. Beautiful kids. That's pretty good.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Let me see how he is when he's angry. Okay. Mm. Maybe let me see if he's living in luxury and his members are living in poverty. Ooh. Let me see. Let me watch his fruit for a little bit
because
I don't want to buy this plum if it's rotten on this side. Right?
Right.
The poet said, dumb people check fruit before they buy it. But Christians purchase pastors and preachers without ever inspecting the fruit. And it's not smart. And we have to wake up to the fact that it's not smart.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So it says, he says, but their end, those deceivers, their end will be what their actions deserve. They're going to get what they want.
What they deserve.
Okay? Understand this. They're going to get what they deserve. But listen to this. I was deceived is not an excuse before God.
Amen.
It's just absolute truth. You can't go to God and say, well, that woman that you put in the garden,
Adam.
She gave it to me and she told me it was good for me and I ate. And then the woman go, that snake, he came into the garden and he told me that the fruit would be good for me and it would give me knowledge.
Mm.
What did God say? Well, here's your punishment. And all you ladies should be mad at her for forever. Like, how was it before she did that?
Right.
It was like a pleasant, beautiful experience. But after Eve. Okay, so she received a punishment. The man who came instead of her, he received a punishment. And Satan, he's going to get his.
Yeah.
He's going to get his head crushed.
Yeah.
So nobody has an excuse.
Mm.
And so you're responsible for your knowledge of the Word of God.
Yeah.
You understand?
Amen.
Don't you dare tell somebody, well, my pastor said, mm-mm, to ever quote me. You don't know me like that.
Right.
You say the Bible says.
Yeah.
I want to know that you've been reading.
Amen.
Well, my pastor told me. No. What the Bible says.
Right.
That's what you need to know, okay? So if you dedicate yourself, you say it's New Year's? If you dedicate yourself to 30 minutes of intimacy with God, I ain't even tell you to go to an hour, because I know you sometimes it's way hard to get away from it. Well, hold up, I'm on Instagram, hold up. Your games and, oh wait, it's on again. Life can pull all your time, and you never spend any intimate time with God. And you know what that would happen? What would happen if you did that with your spouse?
Divorce.
Maybe like, here's some papers for you. You like, you never spend any time with me. Because intimacy is the root of relationship growth.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, man, you preaching, man.
God, I told you, gave it to me Tuesday. Is your pastor? I had time to marinate. So, I want to introduce you to somebody. Oh my goodness! Let me introduce you to this guy. I want you to put a picture of this guy up here, real good, real. Can you get that picture? I'm gonna put it on the board so hopefully you guys can see. It won't be that close. Here.
There you go.
You got that?
Got it.
Okay, let me put this guy up here. This guy's name is James Terrell. All right. See that? Doesn't he look like a nice guy? Just an old guy from the West, right? He's a Nephilim.
What?
Okay. He's a Nephilim. That man is so satanic. You can't even imagine. Okay, so I want to read to you what he does. There is a telescope in Arizona called, and it watches. It's owned by the Catholic Church. It watches the second heaven to see the activity that's in the second heaven.
Yeah.
And the telescope is called the Lucifer, and it's owned by the Vatican.
Yes.
That right there was enough. I'd like close the book. Well, I'm done.
That's true.
They're watching the activity of the second heaven with a telescope called the Lucifer, and it's owned by the Vatican. Yep. Okay? So if you're Catholic, that would make me go, I don't want to be Catholic anymore.
Right.
But we ignore a lot of foolishness because Christians don't like truth. We just want to live our lives, be blessed, get our breakthrough, leave and go to heaven.
Right.
We don't want to know truth, okay? But that goes on there. In Arizona, this guy, he didn't really purchase it. It's kind of like saying Epstein bought a $77 million mansion in New York. Epstein never had no money.
Right.
Okay.
That's true.
BIS bought that stuff for him. Bank. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bank of International Settlements. The people that are the entities that are running this world through finances are making sure that the people that they pay money to are doing the work that they want in the world. And what do they want? They want Nephilim activity to continue and grow because they're trying to bring about their Messiah.
Yes.
Okay? They have a book that says Satan is going to give them all. Do you know that people in Freemasons believe that they're going to be resurrected and live forever? You know who promised it to him?
Satan, the liar.
The father of lies promised it to him. And that's what they go off of. So they believe that until they build that third temple and Satan has a place to sit, that they won't get eternal life. Their whole emphasis is trying to make sure that they bring about the Antichrist into the world. Okay? So if you can help them in this situation, you become a friend of them. Okay? It'll hit you in a minute, but we gotta go through this slowly. So let's talk about James, because no matter how he looks or what they say about him, the root of him is that he's working for Lucifer, okay? And he's doing something very special for Lucifer, and you guys got to see this, okay? It says James Terrell. It says what year he was born. I don't want to hear it. I know, okay? It says he purchased this volcano in Arizona desert. What else is in Arizona desert?
That telescope.
That telescope. Okay. So what are they interested in Arizona about? Demonic activity. Because that's an area for them of what? Portals and doors. So this guy purchases a volcano, old erupted volcano, it's dried out. He constructs it into a portal that can summon demons into the portal. He owns it. It's called, let me look at the name of that thing.
That's not CERN, is it?
No. This is, well, let me read it to you, okay? Okay, so he says, I look at light as a material, as a material. Tornell says that to an interview, to a magazine in 2011, it is physical. It is photons. Yes, it exhibits wave behavior. What is wave behavior? What does quantum physics teach? Wave behavior is They can use quantum computers to see the activity of demons on the other side through quantum computers. So if you ever want to know why all your superhero movies are talking about quantum this and quantum that, and they got $25 million computer that can follow and govern wave behaviors on the other side of physical existence.
Mm.
He's saying inside of this thing that he can see wave behavior inside of the thing. So they know that they're using this. Now, I'll show it to you in a bit because you'll see it costs millions of dollars to build this place. And they had to build it in the right spot. And it costs millions of dollars for them to build it. Okay? He don't have the money, but who's doing the work? Yeah. Lucifer is trying to have a place where a portal where demons can come in and back to the second realm. And see, I sound like a crazy person to myself. God's like, but God told me, if you're going to get this done, you're going to have to be a little crazy. I was on my knees and the Lord said, to do this, you're going to have to be a little crazy. Because I was thinking about somebody who came up with a new rapture thing. I was like, that's crazy. And God said, to do this, you're going to have to be a little crazy. Because telling people things that's outside of their understanding, they don't really want to hear it. But yet God says, be careful when you're entertaining strangers, because some of you have entertained angels unaware. That's outside of your understanding. That was an angel? God helped me and do all this stuff, and then he just disappeared? And you're like, and you never saw him again? Mm-hmm. That was an angel. God says, be careful, because there are angels that live amongst you. Okay? Mm-hmm. There are other spirits that live amongst you, too.
Yes, sir.
And you have to understand what you're in. And then, let me continue, because I'm telling you. Okay. So, he said, yes, it exhibits wave behaviors, but it is a thing. And I've always wanted to accord light to the thingness. He's saying, I want to see what is this wave pattern that's coming into this light. This is what he wants to know, okay? Because he's saying this facility is orchestrating wave patterns. Let me read something else. It says, wrote in a journal, he says, that means that most discussions about the tunnel's creative process tends to get either very abstract or very mystical very quickly. Because he's trying to say it's not about religion, but it is activity going on in there, okay? Here it says, he grew up a Quaker, blah, 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 I believe you. And it says, think that God and this is what he believes, the God. He says, and the Quaker think that God is a light within and a luminous force in every human being. And the way they worship is to sit in silence and meeting and looking for this light inside of this wave pattern. Now, you guys don't realize this place is huge. It's a huge place. They said they should open it for the public to go in and see it. And he said, well, in 5 years. They say he's been saying in 5 years for the last 30 years. Because he can't let the public come and see what they're doing. But it costs $40 million. And one of your favorite music artists just gave him $10 million to continue his work. Okay? All right. Now, I don't want to continue on this, but I wanted you to know what he does, because I know he looks like a real cool guy with a beard. Okay, now let me show you who gave him an award. Barack Obama gave him an award. Wow, you see there? So the guy that says, yes, we can, which is backwards, that says, thank you, Satan, gave this guy an award for his artwork in Arizona. The guy that had a portrait painted of him with fingers gave this guy an award. You understand? This guy, when he gets inaugurated, he doesn't have some opera singer. He has Beyonce and Jay-Z come and sing at the inaugural, who are both Satanists, right? So do you see how they're rolling in circles? Okay. Now, I'm going to show you the tunnel, what it looks like inside. Are you guys ready? See, I tell you, come to church here, sometimes it just gets crazy. Okay. All right. Okay. This is what the tunnel looks like. That's an actual picture of the tunnel. You see how big that is? You walk. That's a man walking through there. Here, put it on there.
There you go.
That's the tunnel. I have other pictures of it, but it's a huge facility. That's the tunnel. Jack Ross providing us with background music. Thank you, Jack Ross. Okay, so this is the tunnel, okay? You see what that, you see that right there in the middle? What does that look like? A keyhole. Okay? Now, he gets this from, okay, I'm going to show you where he gets this from. Revelation chapter 9:11. Why did they do 9/11 on 9/11?
Oh, no.
Here it is. They had a king over them, the angel of the abyss. What's the abyss? Hell, which name in the Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek is Apollyon. So he says, and a key to the bottomless pit was opened up. Okay? So the structure is shaped as a key.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? Because he's letting you know, this is to open portals for demons.
Wow.
Okay? Hold up. We ain't even done yet, you guys. You guys gonna be like, that's crazy. I got his album, and I love him. All right, so let's put this right here. Okay? Because now, that's the tunnel. Okay? Now, let me show you something else. Because this, is a new album that just came out. And I hope you got your copy, because Christians are simple. Simple don't mean dumb. It means you just don't think nobody's trying to harm you. Okay?
Somebody said, who's the artist that donated?
This guy donated $10 million to his project. Who's that? Jesus is King. That's Kanye West's album cover. Look.
Oh, it looks just like the tunnel.
Oh, my goodness. So Kanye said this. When I was going to do an album, the first guy I needed to talk to was James Turrell. So he goes and they film his documentary inside of the tunnel.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? So, I'm trying to let you know he's a Satanist. This is what he built to get demon activity in the world. This guy comes out with an album, says Jesus is King. Oh, let's get his album and listen to it in our house. But what's the purpose of music? What is the purpose of music?
Open up portals.
If you hallel God, what is the purpose of praising God? It's to set an atmosphere for the Spirit of God. If you play demonic music, what is it for? To set the atmosphere for demonic spirits. Kanye knows this. Okay, now when God had me speak on Kanye, he gave me, he spoke to me and said, I want you to speak on this. Because I was preparing something else. I want you to speak on this. And he says, this is what I want you to say. Kanye is not my servant. He is Satan's. His singers are not my people. They auditioned and they got a part in Kanye's play. His musicians are not my people. They auditioned and got a part in Kanye's show. He says, the end of this sin is death. He says, but you watch what I do.
Yeah.
So now God wants me to know that Kanye's whole album is based on a structure that's been built to bring in demonic spirits. And the guy who built it says there's wave activities in there all the time. And I have the article. You can read it. And I'm telling you, he's talking about things moving around in there.
Mm.
Okay? But we go because we don't want truth. We go and we get not, and we don't want the knowledge. So you have Christians with Kanye West's album playing in their house. And you know what he's singing on the album? Jesus is Lord. This is a God thing. Blah, blah, blah. Right? But see, I showed you guys, God, Christians love the words. Satan makes the music because the music affects the chakra, and the chakra affects you. Okay? If you listen to him interviewing, he's always talking about the effects of the chakra in his music. You understand?
Wow.
They shot the film there, okay? For this thing. And then the guy who gets to shoot the film is Nick Knight. Now, I know who Nick Knight is, but you guys don't. Nick Knight is a satanic photographer and film worker. He did all of the shoot, all of Lady Gaga's videos, right? Ooh. He's really close with Lady Gaga, right? He's the one that shot the film for Kanye inside of the structure. And so they're all hanging out together, you see? Everybody's buddies, right? Because Nephilim love Nephilim.
Right.
Okay? And you're in this world, and you're going, all this is going on in my world? Yes. Some of you guys still believe like a 7-foot-tall Iranian planned 9/11 and while he was in a cave in Iraq and he planned the whole thing, and then we can blame him for it. That's why we need to go to war against the Arabs. Some of us still believe that.
Yep.
Yet, they're telling you that 9/11 was orchestrated inside of the United States with the help of demons. I show people a complete video of George Bush sitting there.
Yeah, in the classroom.
In the classroom, telling the kids, say these words after me. Plane must hit still.
Yep, sure said it.
He's in the classroom before the planes hit. They come inside of the classroom and tell him the planes just hit. It all went according to plan. The planes just hit. And he's still sitting there talking like, thanks a lot. I show you the video. And he was a Christian President Bush. I heard him say, Jesus changed my life. And he did say that.
Mm-hmm.
And Barack Obama said, well, my Christian, well, first he messed up and said, my Christian beliefs. But many people still think he's a great guy. You understand? But now, listen to this. It's not your responsibility to know this. You understand? It helps you so you don't run out like a knucklehead buying Kanye's latest album.
Right.
And going to his concert. Okay? That helps you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you wouldn't be at a Kanye West concert, right? You would say, I'm waiting on to see what that fruit looks like.
Right.
Because we're supposed to examine things before we jump in.
Yeah.
Before you purchase, you're going to examine it first. Nobody examined Kanye. They just said, well, he used to worship Satan and he used to do a whole lot of satanic stuff. He even helped Jay-Z do his satanic album. Mm-hmm. And okay, I'm gonna tell you one more thing that he did. He went on the Jimmy Kimmel show, right? He went on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and this is after the album's out. And he walks out, and Jimmy Kimmel says, we have a guest for you tonight. And Kanye walks out. Above the door that he walks into the room, it says the East Gate. Who does he call himself?
Christ.
Jesus. Who's supposed to enter into the East Gate?
Christ.
Christ. So Kanye has Jimmy Kimmel put a door there, but right east gate up there, so when I walk in, they'll see Jesus coming through the eastern gate.
Wow.
Right? He did that after he released the gospel album, yet you still believe he's a born again. We're going to pray for him, and I'm going to buy his album and support him and buy a $300 sweatshirt. Because we're simple.
Yeah.
But God said, don't worry about that. Okay, that's what they're doing is good, you know, but you can't spend all day like, let me go to the next YouTube. You all day learning about the Illuminati. Don't know what John 3:16 says. But you know everything, right? And then Beyonce pulled in Rihanna, and then you know it all. But you can't quote John 3:16.
Yeah, preach, Pastor.
Because you got to get in your word for yourself.
Yeah.
Because righteous living protects you from all foolishness.
Yeah.
You understand? You will pray before you do things.
Mm-hmm.
You will pray about everything you allow yourself to be involved in. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
That's a small thing of what's going on in the world. I can't even tell you the other stuff that's going on. God had me see a film, and I'm still trying to get it out of my brain. He said, but you need to see they have their structures look like humans, but their skin is like a snake. What does a snake do when it eats something? It opens its mouth, it stretches, and it can pull in, right? God wanted me to see that their structures look human, but their bodies are still snake-like. And he let me see it. And I'm like, I don't want to see that ever again. Okay, let's go to the book of Jude. Let's go to the book of Jude.
Okay.
Ever. I was going to show it to you, Pastor Ben, but I was like, why should I do that to Pastor Ben? He's my friend.
Thank you.
Okay. You a Jude?
Yes.
You in chapter 1?
Yes.
I just... And someone said, of course, I like you. Because if you know to say, of course, you've been in your Bible.
Amen.
Okay, let's read through this. So we got 10 minutes. It said, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Dear friends, although I am very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all instructed to the saints. What does he say to do for it? The faith? Contend. What does the contend mean? If you're a contender, what that means? You're a fighter. You're contending. It doesn't say sit around and just be a Christian.
Right.
It says contend. That means you get up every day with understanding that there's a fight going on. Let me put on the full armor of God. Let me read my word. Let me pray for myself. Let me pray for my family. And now that I'm fully armed, I'm stepping out.
Yeah.
Okay? Contend for the faith. When I hear something stupid in my brain, I'm going to say, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to cast down my imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and I'm going to bring it into submission by what? Speaking against it, okay? I'm contending.
Yes.
We can't just do Christian. Like, I'm just going to wake up and just... People know I'm a Christian. I ain't got to say nothing. Yes, you do.
Amen.
You've got to fight for this thing. You understand?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Now, false masquerading preachers that tell you don't have to contend. Once you got saved, you all saved. Yeah. Just keep snorting your cocaine. You're going to be all right. Mm. And you don't even got to repent. Because once you're saved, you're always saved. So I'm telling you, you better contend for this, okay? Okay, contend for the faith, which was entrusted to you. For certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. My wife hates it, but T.D. Jakes. She's like, stop saying people's names. I'm like, T.D. Jakes. Joel Epstein. Because you can't have yoga classes in your church and be a Christian.
Amen.
T.D. Jakes.
Amen.
You can't go to Lady Gaga's concert to promote the LGB, or I don't know how many letters they didn't add to it now. But you got Joel Epstein and his wife at the concert taking pictures with Lady Gaga.
Right, right.
To promote the gay lifestyle. Mm. Okay? So that's fruit that you turned over. You're like, okay, I'm not buying that fruit, right? So next time he comes on TV, what are you going to do? Let me see what Joel's got to say. Mm. You should turn it.
Amen.
Okay. I'm trying to get us ready to leave, you guys. And if we're not, we can't be simple. Okay? It says, for certain men have whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality, denying Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. They have traded in what? The grace. What is the grace? You have received eternal life for free. Hallelujah.
Man.
Contend for the faith now. They've turned that grace into a license to do what? To sin. So the Bible is preaching against once saved, always saved. You're turning the grace of God in for a license to sin. And God says, no, you don't get a license to sin. The grace means you got it for free. But I keep telling you to contend for it, fight for it, okay? With fear and trembling, work out your salvation. I'm telling you how to live.
Right.
But you want to listen to masquerading snakes tell you that it's okay the way you live. You don't have to repent. Just live the way you want and everything will be fine. Repentance, like we said last week, repentance is one of the most beautiful things ever. I think God, I was like, God, you created a woman. That's your number one. And then, but second was repentance. Was repentance. Because you can be jacked up, right? You like, oh, how did I get into this mess again, right?
Right.
And then you can go and fall before God and say, forgive me, Father, in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
And God goes like, whoosh, and you get up, you're like, I'm clean. And he says he restores you back to original state, right?
Yes.
It's beautiful. Without it, there'd be no Christians.
Amen. Not but one.
Amen.
Maybe for a day or two.
Right.
But there'd be no Christians. So the ability to repent is a beautiful gift.
Yes.
And the ability to be obedient is beautiful.
Yes.
That I don't have to spend all my life repenting.
Right.
Who wants a friend you got to apologize to all the time? Sorry I slapped you. Sorry I stole from you. Ooh. Sorry you don't want a friend like that.
Amen.
That's not why Jesus came. He came, you know, to have a relationship with you. Not to, so he can have somebody apologizing to him all the time.
Right.
Not all the time. Oh, I'm back. What for this time? What you do to me this time? Like, now look, wait a minute now, listen. But God is like this. You come back and he goes, I don't care what you did, just tell me so I can forgive you so we can continue because I love you so much.
Right, right.
That's a good relationship, right?
Good relationship.
That's an excellent relationship. But even the best women in the world, after a while, will put your stuff on the porch.
Burn it up.
You understand? Because they can love you all their heart, but continuous, you don't want to live like that.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
Amen.
I'm not going to get through this whole chapter because I talk too much, but here we go. All right, chapter, verse 5. Though you already know this, you know this. You can't trade in grace for sin. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe.
Yeah.
Wow. So you got delivered, I'm saved, but I don't want to live right. Okay. And the angels who did not keep their position of authority, but abandoned their homes. In the Greek, it means they abandoned their orchidarium. The angels abandoned their glorious body that God gave to them, put on a human body, and then sinned with women. They abandoned it. He says the same way these angels abandoned what God had given to them so that they could enjoy the sin that they had agreed upon. And the angels who did not keep their position of authority but abandoned their own homes, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. Nobody, see, everybody, even at my mom's church, they all talk about what beautiful lady she is. I go, that lady will beat you with a stenchy cord. And nobody want to hear that.
Right.
You steal something and that lady, she ain't singing Jesus loves me. She ain't doing that in the choir. That lady turns into something else.
Right.
Y'all just want to know the good part about my mama. I'm trying to tell you what she turns into when you do bad stuff.
Right, right.
They don't want to hear me. But it was true.
Amen.
And y'all don't want to hear me about God.
Right, but it's true.
But it's true.
Amen.
Okay? He is love. Really loves you.
Yes.
But a bad dude.
Bad dude.
Okay? You guys got to understand that.
Amen.
Okay. Where we at? Verse 8? Okay. It says, in the very same way, these dreamers pollute their own bodies, reject authority, slander celestial beings. But even when the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against him, but said, the Lord rebuke you. Yet these men speak abusively about whatever they do not understand and what things they do not understand by instinct, like unreasonable animals. These are the very things that destroy them. Woe to them. They have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. What was Balaam's error? They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion. Look, Balaam preached the gospel that first, and I'll preach.
Right.
I'll prophesy against God's people for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll teach you how to get God's people into sin for that.
Yep.
And they're doing it.
Yep.
The Southern Baptist Convention just hired this first gay pastor or something, right?
Yeah.
Who promotes this. I was like, he ain't the first. He's just the first one that admits it. All right?
Amen.
But listen, Southern Baptist Convention has 4,600 churches in the United States, and they are rooted in a Luciferian doctrine. Their Jesus ain't even your Jesus. Their Jesus didn't even die on the cross. He went back to heaven and received his Christ spirit inside of him, because we all have a divine spirit inside of us, and we have a Christ inside of us, and we just got to discover our Christness inside of us. But Jesus wasn't, and that's what they believe. That's what Oprah believes. Oh.
Ooh, you did it again.
I did it again.
See? She gonna get you.
Wow.
She gonna get you, Pastor.
That's crazy.
Amen.
But this is what these are. I'm not gonna say nothing else about her, but that's a very evil woman.
Yeah.
You some of us don't know, but God says that good side, that fuzzy peach side, mm-hmm. look juicy. Mm-hmm. You might want to turn Oprah over.
Right.
Okay, on that side. And look at what's going on that side, okay? Because that's not all good, okay? She promoted that guy who had all those little kids in those cages and
making babies
and selling them. She's the one who promoted and went there and got him very well known. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
See, so we got to look at both sides, because Satan, if he's going to mask, what's a masquerade? It's a disguise. We got a wonderful black couple with two beautiful daughters. Mm. They don't tell you one of them's a Nephilim, if not all of them, right?
Right.
They're not going to tell you who they are. They're selling you a product.
Yep.
You understand? They sold us the Clintons, two of the most evil people in the world.
Yep.
They sold them to us as a nice couple.
Yep.
Okay? They're not going to show you what they're selling you. I'm trying to tell you, Jesus was correct. It will be as it was in the days of Noah.
Yeah.
There will be demonic people living among you that are not human, but appear to be human to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have got to wake up, get in your word, because God has eternal life for you. He has something for you. And it's simple. You don't have to get into the latest Illuminati stuff. You don't even have to learn Hebrew. You don't even have to do none of this, right? It's good, all of those things, but you don't have to do none of them. What do you have to do? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you.
Amen.
Don't try to destroy yourself getting all the knowledge, because I'm telling you, I've done it and I'm still doing it. But God says this is your job.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you wear yourself out trying to learn everything until you learn how to live right.
Right.
If you learn how to live right, you master. You get your degree right there.
Right.
Here's your degree. You have mastered it. Because what? You're seeking first God. You're in his word. You're living for him. You're shunning away from evil.
Yes.
You are doing what you're supposed to do. And it will keep you.
Yes.
But you have to understand it's going on. And God knows this war is going on. That's why he wants you to live righteous. That's why he wants you to live righteous, because he knows what's going on around you. A simple prayer in the morning covers you.
Yes.
Little demon walking up, see you, start following you, and he look up again and there's a big old angel standing behind you. He's like, what is that? I'm going the other way.
Right.
And you're like, she must have prayed this morning before she left. You understand?
Yeah.
You don't see spiritual things. All you see is natural.
Right.
So you never equate to God what's going on in the spiritual. So you don't pray because you don't think prayer does anything.
Nah.
So you like, I'm just going to leave and not pray. I'm going to live my life and not study. But God's saying, this is a spiritual war. I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Yes.
Pray always in spirit and in the natural.
Yes.
Put on your armor. God is telling you how to survive this so that he can bless you.
Yes.
If you do it, he'll bless everything that you do.
Yes.
And that's not my promise. That's God's promise.
Yes.
If you do it. There's a lot of crazy stuff in this world now, but you are responsible for your relationship with God.
Yes.
What you do each morning sets the table.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Sandy, someone said, own backwards is new world order.
Oh yeah, that's Oprah's thing.
Yeah.
Stop, man! I'm trying to get away from that, Oprah.
No, sir.
Because Jasmine, we have something in common. I had a dream that me and my brothers was at Oprah house, and she was treating us good. She made us sandwiches and everything, and I told all my brothers about it. And I was like, wow. Hey, I was telling them, but we was just, you know. This is when she first started. We was just like, we didn't know. We didn't know. But I'm just a bad person to know if you want to, if you don't want to know, it's like, okay, I can't go to Pastor Stanley Church because he tell you everything. And I just, some things I just don't want to know.
Amen.
You know
what
I
mean?
Like,
amen.
I like this type of music and I don't want to know. Stop fessing in. Are you turning me off?
No, sir, I wouldn't do that.
First time somebody told me about marijuana and stuff and what it does, I was like, man, I wish I would have known that that's how I'm keeping demonic activity in my life is by smoking this weed. I said, do you know how many times I sang Rick James, I'm in love with Mary Jane? Do you know how much I used to love that song? When I was hooked on weed, I sang that song almost every day. And I did not know that I was singing that curse into my life.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
That man was singing about being in love with marijuana.
No.
Come on.
Service.
All right. Is there no service this Wednesday and Thursday? Is it New Year's? Man, I'm missing Wednesday and Thursday. You guys, could you bow your head? You don't have to stand, but please bow your head and pray with me. The young man who pastor being prayed over, dive in. You understand? Put your whole life in Christ and watch what he does. This man is a powerful man of prayer. And when he prayed that over you, I know good things about to happen.
Amen.
Dive in. Dive into Christ, and he's going to do great things in your life.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Just bow your head where you're at. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I just want to thank you for your word. I want to thank you, Father God, for who you are. I want to thank you for how much you love each and every one of us. I want to thank you, Father God, for the heaven and the homes that you have prepared for us and the life that you have prepared for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray for all of our friends and all of our members around the world, Father God, that you would watch over them and keep them in the countries that they live in, Father God, that you would provide for them the daily things that they need. Do miracles, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. See you Sunday.
See you Sunday.
Hello, family.